This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
There you go. Shout out to all you mother lovers out there locked into FUBAR Radio. Of course, first of all, we have to thank the one and only...
Ian...
Boldsworth.
A.K.A.
MC...
Holdsworthy. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. Remember, you can listen back to all FUBAR shows on the website. And last week, I was away.
Yes, you were. You've been away for how many weeks? Three, four weeks?
For years.
You're always away.
But we're back.
Where did you go?
I was in Japan for my first ever time in Japan.
Wow.
But before we get into all that, let's send a big up to Chudat, who was sitting in with you last week. And you can listen back to that show, foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And we, the dynamic duo, we're back in full effect, taking care of you until 6 p.m. as we do every Monday. And we have another dope show coming up for you today.
You're damn right.
And you know, every week we've got to bring you those investigations from our regular intruder to the show.
My Sack Hayes is already lingering out there somewhere. I see him, you know, he's got them rainbow coloured, you know, them new leaves you can get? Rainbow coloured leaves that people are smoking with now.
No,
yeah,
but...
My Sack Hayes is rolling with that, so...
Spreading the knowledge.
Yeah, of course. The road science out there. Of course you're going to get the investigations and a whole lot more, like the big ups. You get the open mic later on. We've got some guests, Abacus, Dan Dapper, and Dib Dab. Damn, this sounds like there's a trio about to come in.
That's tongue twisting trio.
Yeah, that's gonna. I'm going to be slipping on names.
We'll just let them say their names. Show, boy. but yes, all that hip-hop goodness coming up for you, as well as we're going to be letting you know all the ill parties that are happening this week. So do not move a muscle. And always remember, guys, this show is all about you lot. So make sure you hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love hearing from you. And you can find us on Twitter as well. Mice, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Mice Diggy, MYSDIGGI. And for all you people out there who believe you know me, you should know never to call me Maestro. Ever again. You like how I did that? I went proper deep. Ever again.
It's the bottom. Was like
the bottom part of the end. That's where you, again. That's what makes kids. They start, you know, the little teardrops down the eye.
And again. Great men where they're like, no, it's my eye. Yeah. And you can find me, DJ Sarah Love, on Twitter. And you can hit us up at FUBAR Radio as well. So much dope music to play you as well this week. And this is something brand new from one of my favourite artists in the UK. Let's check this out, people. This is Hip Hop, it's FUBAR Radio.
Shandor, behold the Goza. Evil iPhones to Motorola's, exploding soldiers. You know the onus. Maniacal men to be sole controllers. We keep a bouncing as the world collapses. Chief announcers observing antics. The intergalactic superhighway to the farthest reaches of the human mind state.
Whoa,
when I catch the break, your DMT will just activate. Falling backwards all through the vortex. Dimension X in your visual cortex. The man from K-Pax, the animaniac. The execution of a plan from way back. What do we have here? The Lilliputian wants to reach that tier? Your organ is here. We're rocking near the ionosphere. Knowing oxygen, freezing temperatures. Flows are optimum, bleeding hemorrhages. Drinking food, eating beverages. Multitasking with obscene appendages. And in case you ain't noticed, holes on my dick cause I look like Joseph.
We all wanna live, so let's live like we wanna live. It is what it is. Expecto Patronum. We all wanna live, so let's live like we
wanna live.
It is what it is.
Expecto
Patronum.
Petrol Patronum. Patronum. It's Petrol Patronum. Patronum. It's Petrol Patronum. Patronum.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Petrol Patronum.
The Vince Clortho, demented awesome. Worship goes on with a rented organ. You better be aware of avenging orphans. They see red in immense proportions. Intense distortion, limbs are flying. But the randomness is just mystifying. Hit the siren, yeah. Split the filing. Cause blood and guts is in its horizon. My God's better than your God. Nah, your God's better than mine. Talk to my God, but he never replies. It's like, are you a God? If not, then die. Die. Vacate the face, take your place among naked apes. The changing face of this crazy place put me on the edge like angel haze. So fuck the future, I'm day to day. Life's a dream that just fades away. Live your life and have intercourse. Have intercourse without taking breaks. Then bake a cake, bless your soul. While I exercise and that breath control. God's status to you, prove him wrong. Holes on my dick cause I look like Kim Jong.
We all wanna live, so let's live like we wanna live. It is what it is. It's Petrol Patronum, Patronum. We all wanna live, so let's live like we wanna live. It is what it is. It's Petrol Patronum, Patronum. It's Petrol Patronum, Patronum. It's Petrol Patronum, Patronum. It's Petrol Patronum, Patronum. It's Petrol Patronum.
Yo, what's up, yo? This is the Wallaby Kingpin. You know what I mean? It's all good. We out here in the Big L. That's London, baby. I'm coming from Shaolin, New York. Wu-Tang Clan. This is Ghostface Killer right now. I'm shouting out my homegirl, Sarah Love, and Mike Diggy. Mike's Diggy. You know what I mean? Y'all know what it is. Right here at the food bar. Food bar. You know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta get my words right. I just came on stage. I'm kind of twisted right now. At the food bar, y'all. No doubt, Sarah Love. What's up, honey? You know what it is. Tell these niggas. One.
One. I'm going to tell these brothers.
There's two things I want to say off of the back of that.
Okay.
That tune.
Yeah.
Really good, but if you're bursting for a pee, it's probably the wrong one you want to listen to.
Yeah.
And number two, Ghostface cracks me up with that shout out.
Like, I love him.
Hearing that now, I think he might have thought food bar was actually a bar.
A food bar.
Yeah.
Like, he was getting confused. He's getting mad confused. Speaking of tunes that make you need the toilet, the other day I was listening to Stevie Wonder, Overjoyed. Do you know that song? Overjoyed. But then it's got this soundtrack going throughout that just sounds like someone plopping in the toilet. So go and check out Stevie Wonder, Overjoyed.
Maybe I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like...
That's hilarious.
But yeah, that last track, brand new from King Kashmir and Bamboo Man, Super God is the name of the track. And that song is part of a project that's coming out on the 3rd of March. It's first vinyl outing in the form of Super God, which is their brand new collaborative project. And that's with producer Bamboo Man and UK MC Kashmir. So yeah, I'm loving the sounds of that.
That's crazy.
I love all the different sounds we have in the UK.
You know what? The world loves it, man. You'll be surprised. Like, well, obviously, you know, going all the way to Japan, I'm sure. Do you know what I mean? But it's amazing. Some of the stuff that people say to me when I'm traveling about, and they talk about the UK and the vibe and the sound, our accent, you know, our slang, the way we dress. There's so many things that, because we're here and we're used to seeing it all, and some of it we think is strange even, you know, it's whatever to us, but you travel around and people are just like, yo, man, you guys are crazy. Or you guys are crazy. Or you guys are crazy. Or Gatso, you guys are crazy. You know?
And in Japan, they're loving it.
What was Japan like? So you just came back from Japan.
Yeah. I've got that kind of, I'm standing on a boat, jet lagged, feel still.
You got
going.
Your rice ball in one hand, soy sauce in the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Have you been to Japan before?
In the south.
Got a dim in the south. Have you been to Japan before?
Nah, I haven't, man. I need to go out there, though.
I can't believe that it took me this long to get there.
You know I don't get invited anywhere, so I'll probably be there in about 5, 6, 7, 8 years' time. What were you doing out there?
Come on, man. You go apart all over
from,
the gap.
Wait, apart from famous ass shit, what were you doing out there?
Well, first
well, that's
of all
you were doing
I've
then.
Got to send a shout out to all the lovely people of Japan, because everyone was just so
konnichiwa, mother lovers.
Konnichiwa. They were so lovely to me, and everyone was just so sweet. It was such a memorable time. I saw some incredible stuff, giant Buddhas. I was chilling with Buddha out there, man. That was
serious.
Pretty dope. I went to some incredible temples, and yeah, just
temple bowls.
Temples, and then also to something called onsen. Have you had an onsen?
Hey.
That's like, hey,
nah, what is it?
That's the Japanese hot spring spa. So it's like the hot water with all the good nutrients.
And it's like up high, isn't it?
It's actually all over the country. But then there's ones that are kind of cooler than other ones. So the one that but you have to be like butt naked to go there. I know in the past you were kind of like, what?
Butt ass naked. Yeah, that's kind of like, you know. But now I'm older and, you know, I've grown a bit more. Like, basically, my balls have dropped a bit longer, so I don't mind going naked anymore, because I'm proud of, you know, who I am. And
yes, Mice.
Yeah.
Loving that.
I'll definitely go out there, dip my balls in the hot sauce.
Honestly, you have to, because it's like you leave there feeling like mentally renewed and physically renewed. Like
These are springs because of the volcanic...
Yeah, because it's a volcano, an active volcanic island.
Yeah.
You've just got these hot springs, like lots of geothermal activity.
Wow.
And then the water that comes out of there is super hot. And then it's full of all this nutrients.
So
then
your
body just feels so incredible. My skin felt the softest it's felt since I was born, I think, after going there. And now I'm just hooked. And I know I'm just going
to
be like having serious withdrawal symptoms. So it's like you go to the onsen where you're sitting in like these pools and it's outdoors. So that's the other amazing thing.
The monkeys come through as well, isn't it? Isn't that where the monkeys come through?
There's some famous ones in areas like in the wild where you see the monkeys chilling in the winter and they're just
in the pool like, yeah, bruv, you know what? Boy, man, just found it hard, you get me?
I'm
trying to munch that mango and she just come and just smack it out of my hands. I had to chase her down the tree. It's hard life, fam.
Honestly,
that's what they're like, isn't it?
And then that is totally what they're like. And then you're chilling, but it's to be, I mean, when was the last time? Well, I don't know what you do in your spare time, Mice, in the UK. But
last
when
time
was
I did the balls in some hot sauce.
No.
Well,
no, but when was the last time you were like butt naked outside? In the wild, like with the nature?
Well, I got really drunk last night. And
other than Glastonbury.
No, you got a good point there, man. Only when I've, you know, on the off chance when I'm streaking at night, but...
Only when you're hanging out in Hampstead Heath at night.
Literally, yeah, hanging out there. But no.
That's personal.
I ain't done that in a while, yeah.
But
allegedly.
Allegedly. But no, it's such a liberating feeling. You know,
so
it's
were there other people there?
Yeah, everybody.
So everyone's just butt naked?
So it's separate. Men and women have separate ones. One of the ones that I went to on this incredible island. No, they're all separate. On this incredible island called Shodoshima. It's like the hot pools.
Sarah's got the accent and everything. Say that again. Where were you?
Shodoshima.
Hey, don't come around there to me.
Yes. And it was psychodess.
Psychodess.
It was like excellent. It's like you're in these rock pools with the volcanic water, and then it's like the steam is coming up, and you're overlooking the sea and the mountains and the background and everything.
Serious.
And then everyone's just there walking around completely butt naked. There was only about five other people there at the same time.
So the moon and the sun is out at the same time.
Yeah. Jesus, man. And then you go into the sauna, and then you go into the steam room.
What, it's a natural sauna?
Yeah, so I think the sauna is also powered and the steam room is also powered from the geothermal activity.
Wow.
Then you go into the salt room where it's like you're in a kind of steam room, but then there's this massive bowl of salt and then you just like scrub your body with this
salt.
And then you go into
no wonder
you
came out feeling new. You're basically a new, you know, like you're a new you every 7 years. You basically done that in what, 2 hours or something?
Yeah. And then you go into the jacuzzi where it's like this hardcore jacuzzi jets, but with the volcanic water and everything. Then you jump into the plunge ice pool, and then that closes all your pores and everything. And then, you'll just leave there
and
you're like, hi. Yeah, you feel like you're buzzing.
You're just floating. Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, I could imagine, man. Like,
it was so good.
Wow,
and
that's crazy,
food,
man.
And then karaoke.
So did you have a lot of sushi out there?
Oh, I overdosed on sushi. Yeah, I was just
sashimi.
Sashimi's my favorite. Yeah, I'm a wasabi head as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, same here. I like the tingle. You know, yeah. when you get that, oh shit, oh, and then after you're like, wow, I survived. You feel like you've survived a death. It's, you know, it's not like a near death experience because you all of a sudden you're like, oh,
I love it. Honestly, I fiend for that feeling. You know, when it first tickles your nose and then like the back of your brain and you're like. It's like more powerful than crack. But
That's crazy.
So definitely if you go, anyone who go, a lot of tourists who go to Japan, they're not brave enough to do the onsen because you've got to be butt naked. But I'd say if you are going to Japan, it's a must. You got to get involved. But yes, there's so much hip hop to get involved
with
today. So let's keep things moving. Hit us up on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love hearing from you guys. And we've got many, many treats. And you know, for regular listeners to the show, we always like to start the show on a positive tip, you know, and there's so much craziness going on in the world. Shout out to our new friend from Washington who's in the studio. Sorry, I can't remember your name now. That he's working in the Sean from Washington.
Worry.
He's come here to escape
the psychopath.
But yeah, I will forget your name again, Sean. But it's not personal. He has come to FUBAR to escape the psychopath that is Donald Trump in America. but you know, there's so many positive things going on in the world that we need to remember about, and we need to, you know, acknowledge these things and just share some of that positivity amongst all of us. Like, let's keep this positive ball rolling rather than just being miserable buggers. And that's why we like to start the show with a section that we like to call
Big Up, Big Up.
And you know, there's so many cool things happening that I just felt needed a shout out. First of all, we have to send a big up to Rag and Bone Man, who just won the Brits Critics' Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to do with his first hit single, Human. And in July, that peaked at number one in the charts in Austria, Germany, Belgium, Switzerland. And it was certified gold in Germany, Italy, Sweden, Switzerland, Netherlands, all over the gaff. So I'm so happy for him because, you know, he's really put in his hard work. And hopefully we'll be hearing from him in on the show sometime in the future, you know. But also today is a really, really important day, and what's your name again? From no, I'm joking, Sean. And also Sean.
She's gonna say Australia. What's your name again? From Australia.
No, but also Sean. You know, you might know what. Does Sean know what day it is today? Other than it being, it's all about hip hop day with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio. Sean, are you sleeping, man? You sleep. Sean doesn't even know what day it is. Okay, Sean. Okay, Sean says it's Monday. It is Monday. That's correct, Sean. And Sean is so tall. Sean is like 6'5".
Sean, she's moving to you. Sean, in UK terms, she's moving to you. Yeah, so.
You're learning that.
The amount of times she just said your name, either she's trying her best to remember it or she's moving to you live on air.
Let's put that out there. On air.
Yeah, next week we're going to hear Sean talking with the wet Raekwon voice on air about the night that, you know, Sarah serenaded him.
Anyway, Sean, you're going to be learning lots of UK slang, like taking part in this show as well. But today, Sean, and today to everybody else out there, it's a really, really important day. And I mean, this even just goes beyond
big up
terms, you know, because today is all about acknowledging a true American icon.
Mm.
Because today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Woo! See,
Sean!
I didn't even know.
Sean!
How are you there?
and Martin Luther King Jr. Day is an American federal holiday, and it basically marks the birthday of Martin Luther King. And it's observed on the third Monday of every January, which was around King's birthday, and his birthday was January 15th. And King, he was the chief spokesman for the nonviolent activism in the American Civil Rights Movement. And, you know, he's a worldwide icon. Like, it's beyond even just being being an American icon, you know, and his contribution to the world, I just think is so important. And also this announced this week, one of the final acts that Obama is going to be doing as his role as president is making a national monument out of the Gaston Hotel in Birmingham, Alabama, which MLK used as his headquarters during the civil rights movement. And it was also bombed by white supremacists back in the day, where a whole bunch of people got killed. And so, you know, I just thought there's no way we can go without acknowledging Martin Luther King. And it was there was a campaign for it to become a federal holiday in King's honor soon, immediately after his assassination in 1968. Like, isn't that a trip to think, like, literally the things dude was doing and saying, he was risking his every time he stepped out, every time he stepped on stage, he was risking his life. Right. And he got killed doing that stuff.
Yeah. And they say, you know, that it was by his own people. They Which say, is, allegedly.
Yeah, I know, and so, I mean, who knows whether
they say,
that's...
so that's not me accusing anyone.
Let's
Donald
just cover
Trump.
Our backs here.
Donald Trump.
I know, because I know he does tune into this show as well. And at
Avid listener.
At first, how messed up is this, man? And it's crazy, because this is in, like, living people's memory. Like, at first, some states in America, they resisted observing the holiday. And it was only officially observed in all 50 states in America for the first time in the year 2000.
We ain't gonna acknowledge no Martin Luther King Day.
For real.
Senior, junior, or whatever. I ain't got nothing to do with him right here.
Honestly, though. And so I just think he is a reminder to us all, like, to dream big and think positively.
Yeah, definitely.
Because no matter what your position is in life, I just think positive thinking and hard work, we can each accomplish anything. Mm. Like, there's people out there who want to be miserable and just say, yeah, but this, and it's that person's fault or whatever. Martin Luther King, he easily could have sat there, or Mandela could have sat there and said, look, there's nothing that I can do to change this country. I might as well just play my position, right? But he didn't. Mm. And then I thought, you know, we have to listen to Martin Luther King's voice today, and that, you know, super important speech that he made. So this is a salute going out to Martin Luther King on this national holiday dedicated to him.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
That's emotional.
Powerful.
Bars.
Bars. That was bars right there. All you MCs talking this and that and that and this. If you're trying to move a nation of millions, you need bars.
Seriously. So, you know, very important big up going out to everybody in the world. You know, let's remember these greats like Martin Luther King Jr. and the fantastic contribution that he made. It was only correct that we hit you with some appropriate music straight after that.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch Then fight!
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
The future of Public Enemy is right now, and that truth is that they are certified legendary artists. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, New Kids on the Block. Bro. No one even remembers the names of those kids.
New Kids on the Block, you know. That's hilarious, man.
I'm not trying to
Rick
be negative.
Astley, you know what I mean? Just putting it out there, yeah. But, you know, Madonna's just about still here. Let's just put it out there.
Do you know who I can't believe that George Michael isn't on Earth anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He was a soulful dude, you know.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, definitely. Him and David Bowie, man. David Bowie's another guy that people didn't realize. He came from jazz.
You know?
Yeah, I'll leave that out there.
But yes, of course, that was Public Enemy, Fight the Power. You're tuning into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And you can hit my music right about now, because you know what I'm saying. I ain't going to introduce myself in any other way. You feel me? But let me in. You feel me knocking? And let me in, mother lovers. Welcome on down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we have the deluxe treatment for your ass. You're damn right. My homegirl, Sarah Love, came down with the spa treatment.
Ow!
And she's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth!
Damn, I'll stop saying motherfucker, man. What's wrong with you? And you know who my name is? My name is My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man. And we puffing on that John Lennon right now, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. That Kermit the Frog. Hey, this week's investigation. Serious investigation, as always. A life hack. People, we need to work these things out. Mm-hmm. Not just for ourselves, but for the betterment. That's a word, isn't it? The betterment
it is now.
Of humanity. My Sack Hayes is bringing new words to FUBAR Radio. Let's make some noise for that.
Sean, you're hearing these new words? Sean?
Are we learning you? Are you learning?
Hey, so this week, man, shout out to Mr. Q Rock.
I got to
perform with him on Saturday night at Cormega's event. Cormega was at the Hip Hop Chip Shop in Brixton, and Q Rock was a support act. Called me Dirty Goods. I was gonna say Dirty Goods, but it's I-Man Roots now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he called us down to perform with him. Ransom Bad Bones as well. To do the R.I.P. remix track. So we got to do it with DJ Madda.
Dope.
Of course, we're in Brixton, you know, which has now become the safest place on earth. Am I lying?
The bougiest place on earth.
Yeah, okay. Bougie, safe. You know, you can walk around with like 50 G's in your hand, counting it, and you're cool.
And
you couldn't have
good.
Done that, you know, even 5 years ago, I don't think you could have done that, let alone 10 years ago. But now, it's the safest place on earth. Police, they're like, bruv, we ain't got shit to do here. They're looking at you like, bruv, what do you want us to do? Like, there's nothing to do here.
They're just gazing.
Yeah, they're just gazing. So, you know, it's a Cormega event. Queens, hardcore, grimy, street, blah, blah, blah. So, but you're still thinking like, right, I'm in Brixton. You know what I mean?
Because of the age you are, you're thinking, right, I'm in Brixton.
Well, no, I'm thinking it's cool in Brixton. I'm thinking, even though it's Cormega, I'm not expecting some real thugs to come out or nothing.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, I'm by the you know, DJ area. There's a few of us there. I think Q-Rock might have been performing, or it might have been before his performance, or someone was performing or something like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cy Philly as well. He made it down there. Bust a sick freestyle. Killer Keller came down, done the beatbox. You know, it was a nice event. I've seen some old faces.
Killer. I haven't seen him for years, but yeah.
The last thing I thought I'd have to do is become security guard. Yeah. Next minute, I had to be the security. Oh, well, not just me. There's a few of us who are stopping this guy trying to kick off with some other guy about you're in my space.
What?
Some shit where you're just like, bruv, that's real petty, real immature. Are you sure you not got a man bag underneath that jacket type shit? Do you know what I mean? You know when you see someone with a man bag, there's like a bit of pettiness going on. You can't just put the shit in your pockets, or you can't have a rucksack. You need a man bag there just to confuse everybody else. Looking all thugged out, but with a shiny Adidas man bag. It just confuses people. So anyway, I thought to myself, okay, this is kind of weird. I wish I had an app for telling this guy what he needs to hear to just calm the fuck down. Because it seemed that the more people that were coming to try and stop this fight, is the louder he was
more
getting. Bruv, I'm a bad man, you know.
How old is this person?
He's probably, I'd say, between 27 to 35-ish.
So definitely no excuses.
Yeah, it wasn't,
like,
you know.
You're a full-grown man.
It was weird. And the more, and how I knew, he was just like, it was just like, he was kicking off with this guy, but he just started shouting more and more. But nothing anybody would say, you know, was stopping him from shouting more and more.
Was he on his own?
He had a couple people with him, but, you know, that's whatever. The thing is, if he wanted to do something, he would have done it. But okay. he was just there shouting about how much he wanted to do. And so I was driving home and I was like, man, if only I had an app for that shit. Like, what did he need to hear to just shut the fuck up? So I wanted to investigate for all you mother lovers out there. Mice Investigates this week. If you could invent any app, what would you invent and why? Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. Tweet us @foobarradio. Mice Diggy @DJ Sarah Love. And let us know, if you could invent any app, what would you invent and why? That's, you know, for me, that's what I was saying. I wish I could invent an app. Like, it would basically be called What Does He Need to Hear app. Sometimes you're in an argument, you know what I mean? Or it's like, what do they need to hear to do? All right, calm the fuck down now, please. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it got to me, man. I was like, man, everyone's here to come and see music. They want to see someone perform. No one's really come all the way out in the cold to, like, go and argue with someone about, oh, you stuck too much chew. Yeah, all of that shit. It's like, bruv, calm down. The weirdest thing is that Cormega had to run on and say, yo, calm this down. Stop this shit.
It went as far as that.
Yeah, it went as far as that, where he came and said, yo, we came here to enjoy ourselves. Stop, you know.
I can't even remember the last time I saw something like that at a hip-hop jam.
Let alone in Brixton, the safest place on the universe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, but it's funny because even I didn't know that story, but when I heard that this is your investigation today, the first thing that I thought of was an app that helps people get things in perspective. Because it's like the amount of time.
That's a hard thing to do. The app that's going to be able to do that, boy. Whoever makes
it. Change is going to heal the world. Make it a better place.
Some people just ain't. I don't think they have that. You know, there's like peripheral vision, then there's tunnel vision. And there's some people that just don't have that peripherality. Is that a word?
It is now.
We just made that up as well.
More new words to note down, Sean. Yeah?
All right, yeah. Peripherality. There you go. So, yeah, what would you invent then?
That app to help people get things in perspective. Because the amount of times it's like you see people getting riled up or just, you know, I wondered how much time of someone's year last year did people spend being negative or focused on something completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
And as soon as something crazy happens to you, it's easy to get stuff in perspective. Okay, for example, when I was in Japan and on this island, Shodoshima.
Hey. Hey. What was it called?
Shodoshima.
What?
Shodoshima.
Hey.
But I went to this ancient temple that was like cut out of a cliff. And it's an inside, so the temple is inside a cave.
Wow.
So the only way to reach this temple is like in the middle of nowhere, you have to like literally like rock climb.
Serious?
To get up to this temple. So I can imagine
that's where the Buddhas were at.
That's where
just chilling, you know what I mean? No one don't really come up here, so hit that.
I mean, that's what I was thinking about. But anyway, but I was just thinking, It was dangerous. You know, there's no one who would hear you if you fell and broke your neck or your ankle there or something. Like, you know, if something happened to you there.
157 hours.
You know.
That's what it's called, isn't it? 150. That film, you know, where the guy gets caught. I don't want to spoil it, but the guy, he's out in the desert jogging or running or doing what, I don't even know what crazy ass people like that do. And then he gets caught and he's basically stuck. Therefore, he doesn't know. 157 hours.
Damn. I've seen that other film. I can't remember the name. The one when the guy went into the Grand Canyon. 127.
Yeah, yeah. Correction. All right. I messed up my twos and fives, but, you know, I was still.
But no, that other one when the guy falls in the Grand Canyon and then he gets stuck and he has to cut his own arm off. He realizes he's going to die there.
I was trying not to spoil the film.
Oh, sorry, is it the same film? Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, there's still more exciting things that happen. Sorry,
I was in the Grand Canyon. That shit looked dry as fuck out there, man.
It is dry out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought the Grand Canyon, there was water out there.
In some parts.
Oh.
Well, he had water. He made his own water.
Just, yeah, to keep just himself. About, yeah. Boy.
But no, I mean, climbing
sorry
these rocks.
For everyone
sorry,
who ain't
everybody.
Seen it.
Just wait a little while and then watch it.
It's an old ass film now, anyway. In 2017, you could call something that's 2-3 years old. Old ass film.
Yeah, old ass. No, but seriously, climbing these rocks, like literally rock climbing to get to this temple, I was just like, okay, I do not care about my trainers getting ruined right now. I care about getting life. Home and seeing my mum again. Because if she knew I was doing this right now, she would be brewing. Like, she would not be impressed. Kind of thing.
How long did it take to get up there?
Well, if you climb right from the bottom, it's probably like over an hour kind of thing climbing, because it's like first starts with these ancient steps and then it's just deep, all these carvings like out of the rock and stuff of all these different Buddhist figures and everything.
Everyone yeah. just looking stoned.
Enough leaves around. And then, yeah, but then like the final bit, that was... at least that was probably at least half an hour climbing the final bit, which was like proper
and this is
perilous,
like, you know,
it's almost steeple. Like you're it's not vertical, but you know
you need to be all chained up and you gotta have all
no
that.
There was no chains, that's what I'm saying, there was no ropes, no chains, nothing.
Serious?
Like you're just what do you call it if you're like rock climbing,
free climbing. Wow,
that's what I'm saying. So it's just like my mum will be vexed when she hears about this. But, you know, so things get into perspective quickly when you're in situations like life
near
or death.
Near-death experience, see?
Yeah.
So I always say to people, sometimes it takes for a near-death experience before you're fully awake, like, oh, I get it now, you know? But, yes, you don't
so
necessarily need
app.
That to happen. So that would be your app.
Yeah.
I thought of an app. It's the They're Talking Shit app. Because, you know, sometimes you're in a conversation with somebody.
Don't we have a drop for that or something?
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
Are you taking a piss?
Oh, yeah.
But, that should come up. Like, as soon as you find out that they might be bullshitting. We were talking about this last week with Chu, obviously being, you know, his heritage, Chinese whispers, yeah? And but we couldn't work out, like, why it became Chinese whispers. But, you know, in that respect, like, if someone's talking shit to you straight away, you know they're talking shit. Sometimes you might spend 20 minutes... of getting a load of shit poured down your ear, only to find out that you didn't really need that shit in your ear, and now you got an ear infection on top of that. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I mean. So sometimes you're in a conversation, you don't really need to be, your app could boo boo. You're like, oh, yeah. Listen, bruv, I just got to go to the office and the out.
Check.
Yo, and I saved myself 15 minutes and an ear infection. Do you know what I mean? So They're Talking Shit app. I think would do pretty well. And it will change the world. It'll make the world a better place. People be like, look, there's no point in me lying anymore. You know what I mean? I ain't shit. I don't need to talk shit anymore.
I wonder if we have Heal the World Michael Jackson in the system to play.
Also, the Remember What You Said app, I think, is going to be important one for everybody.
I need that right now.
There's many times, you know, going back to a conversation again or even an argument, I think it's really going to help in that situation, because sometimes it feels like you're arguing about something that you've already agreed or disagreed on. Do you get what I mean? And then it's like, hold on, yeah, but you said...
We just went full circle.
Yeah. Most of the time, a lot of arguing is down to people going, no, but you said da-da-da-da-da. And then, no, I said blah, 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 and you said da-da-da-da-da.
Then you start arguing each other's original point.
Yeah, exactly. So the Remember What You Said app, that just deals with all of that bullshit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did go into the digital pub, of course. I actually went there in disguise as a... Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock.
Holmes.
Yeah, well, sorry. I didn't want to go there bait, like looking like Mysak Hayes, you know what I mean, with the flares and the 70s outfit and that. So I went to Sherlock Holmes.
We need that picture, Mice. We need the picture of Mysak Hayes.
Yeah, I've got that somewhere.
We need that.
And I had to ask some of my friends, you know, if you could invent any app. Any app.
Okay.
What would you invent and why? Mm-hmm. I did get some really great answers as well.
Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com as well. We want to hear from you guys too.
Yeah, we need to hear from you guys, man. At Foobar Radio on the Twitter, at DJ Sarah Love, and at Mice Diggy. Shout out to, you're going to appreciate this one, Dominic Brandoni, because, you know, he's a DJ. Mm. He says, an app that automatically filters messages and deletes shit tracks sent to me seriously damages the sender, destroys their equipment, and revokes their right to use electricity.
Please.
You'd appreciate that. I knew you'd like that one.
That's a difficult app, though, because there's some terrible music that kind of brings you joy because it's so terrible.
That's true. Rick Astley.
I experienced that at karaoke in Japan, definitely. But, that would be very helpful. And we did get a message from Tim Joshua on Twitter. He hit us up. He says, konnichiwa! Genki desu ka, Tim Joshua!
Hey, you don't come around here. I know a bit of Japanese as well, so don't even...
If you're going to be in England, you better speak the language.
I know how to say orange juice in Japanese.
How do you say that?
Orange juice.
Yeah!
You know what I mean? I know
that's
how to say...
That's very Japanese.
Cassette tape. This is Japanese.
It is.
I know. Ask me how to say cassette tape.
How do you say cassette tape?
Kasitu tipo.
Honestly.
Yeah, smooth. I do it as well. Look, I do it. Kasitu tipo. That's how when I'm talking Japanese to people. So that you're like, right, how did you know how to? Yeah, it's just. Yeah, I mean, I'm bilingual, innit?
But Tim Joshua, he says his app would detect if someone's lying. P.S. Too much airtime for Sean. Oh, sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to.
Yeah. Oh, see, let me stay out of this one. You know what I mean?
Sorry, Tim Sean. Josh. You know, Tim. He does know where the FUBAR studio is. Okay, Tim, so Josh, just watch your back when you're leaving the studio.
He's not feeling that, boy.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Shout out to James Cole. He says a teleporter. Teleporter app, that's the
imagine
one.
Imagine on the phone having
how many
teleporter.
Gigs you could do in one night. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, I'll be doing like 10 sets in one night. Yeah, bruv, I'll be there. Where is it? Bam, I'll be there.
Peace.
Bam, bam, bam. Yo, where's my money? Bam.
It would be like the most feeling lacking sets of any performer's career.
Yeah. It depends. I mean, you know, it depends. Like, if you enjoy doing it, it'll be like, you know what I mean?
I'm sure Michael Jackson did some stuff like that, you know, like disappearing in a puff of smoke.
Yeah. That's well, cool. I know Prince definitely did that shit.
Aww. Yeah. I love him.
Aww. It's sad. It is sad.
But there's so many good artists still around. And what other answers have you had for your app?
Shout to Bhavin Sudra. This is a really good one. He says, an app to delete people.
Oh, my God. No, I don't know if I like the sound of that.
So, well, someone replied, they said, you need an AK-47, not an app. And then he said, nah, I don't want to kill anyone. Just delete them. And if I made a mistake, I could just get them out the recycle bin.
Oh, no. We need that's to cool. live in harmony together. You
that's
know?
Some Black Mirror jugglers, isn't it? It's like, yeah, delete them. But actually, no. I remember they...
So?
Yeah. They're quite a good cook. So, yeah, let's get them back out the recycle bin.
You
and
are
go
all
there,
value
around
to
there
me.
For dinner.
No, we need to have a different kind of attitude to life. Something more on the... You know.
There's a place in your heart, and I know
everyone.
That it is love.
Everyone has a
brighter than tomorrow.
Aww. Who was it that sent that message about deleting people?
Bhavin Sudra, this goes out to you, bro. Hands in the air. Do the We Are The World dance. This is the We Are The World
I
dance.
I wish I did this at karaoke.
This is like, this was dabbing way before dabbing started. We Are The World in. People didn't even know what it's called. They just, everyone just felt, you got to put your hands in the air. Especially
everybody
in this
everybody sings.
Heal the world.
Yes.
Make it a better place. For you, for me, and the entire Aryan race. Everyone. Get some peppers and a beer with the fellas. Better place for you and me, missus.
Aww, we need to live in harmony.
That was emotional right there, fam. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson.
That was emotional.
Rest in peace to Bubbles, you know what I mean? Aww. People forget about Bubbles.
You know what? My friend in Japan, she was telling me she was in a restaurant once with her family. And Michael Jackson came in with Bubbles into the restaurant. And he was just chilling there having a meal in the restaurant with Bubbles.
Was she sure it was Michael Jackson? Because he does kind of look Japanese from certain angles as well. Where he did.
No, this was back in the day, like before he got really pale. Okay. Yeah.
This is like Pepsi Michael, not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was still mistakeable.
50 Shades of Michael Jackson, boy. Jesus.
That's a film coming to a screen near you.
Anyway.
Yeah, so hit us up. hiphop@foobarradio.com. Find us on twitter.com/foobarradio. Remind the people one more time of your question.
My investigation for this week: if you could invent any app, any type of app that you could put on your phone and it could do whatever you wanted, what type of app would you invent and why?
Let us know. Coming up, we still got the open mic on the way. We've got an ill party guy for you too, but first let's hit you with some new music.
Spouting from sunrise to nightfall, I see stars in thousands, heartbeats for my life still fast and pounding. Art unbounding, amazed by constellations, I'm left counting. Observations are constant, I learn from surroundings. In the surge of emotions, spit words of devotion, determined to focus.
more than one another, we're all equals now. Gotta elevate our sound, spread peace around. Live life to the fullest, fun weed like it's legal now. We spread our peace around. Respect the world and one another, we're all equals now. Gotta elevate our sound, spread peace around. Live life to the fullest, fun weed like it's legal now. We spread our peace around. The way sound resonates, mate, it's therapeutic. Let us celebrate, blessed with the heavens music. When the mood is right, unify life, let loose, survive. Use the energy from you and I, viewing eye to eye, to a peace like the moon and sky. Lunar illuminates the vibe like the Zeus light. Enlighten, be the level one forever, trying to get to I. Meditate, take away the stresses and impending strife. Message in the ether every night, I sit and pen a rhyme. Look into the future like my vision is ahead of time. Picturing our movement like it's never seen a better vibe. But as they all say, the revolution won't be televised. Pull the fucking plug out of the box and get to recognize. We're here to make a difference with us fitting, that's the enterprise. I verify, I verbalize, vaporize and vandalize flows with a passion for rapping up in my soul. Respect the world and one another, we're all equals now. Gotta elevate our sound, spread peace around. Live life to the fullest, fun weed like it's legal now. We spread our peace around. Respect the world and one another, we're all equals now. Gotta elevate our sound, spread peace around. Live life to the fullest, fun weed like it's legal now. We spread our peace around. We spread the peace around. We spread the peace around.
Flip Tricks, it's called Spread Peace Around, and that's from Patterns of Escapism. The project is out right now. We have Flip Tricks on the show a little while back, so if you missed out on that, hit up foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop and you can listen back to all of our previous shows. We brought you some incredible guests on this show, so you know, get involved.
Yeah, man, make sure you get involved, my beloved. Shout out to Flip Tricks, all the High Focus crew, man, doing well as always.
And Mice has been investigating.
Investigating! That's right, mother lovers. I got a good one here coming from, let me get it up here. Coming from Maria Amadio. I hope I said that right. She says she'd like an app that tells me what someone is wearing, where to get it, price all with a quick snap of the outfit. That's a really good app. Look, Sarah's loving that app. So she's like, oh my days. Already texting her app building friend. Yeah, I think we got it. That's a good one, right?
But I feel like some perverts or something could abuse that app. The whole tell me what someone's wearing right now. I'm not sure.
I guess
that.
So, but you
oh
know,
God, that's a little that's insight kind of, into my perverted mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say that's kind of why people wear what they wear.
For like, perverts.
No, for sorry. People to admire it, for people to, you know, oh, I'm wearing a da-da-da. Yeah, this is a Gucci, blah, 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 blah.
I guess
this is
so,
a,
yeah.
You know, so it's kind of why, I know what you mean in a perverted way, but in a weird way, that's kind of what people want.
In a way, I guess.
You know, people dress good for other people to look at them. You only feel good dressed well because you know people are going to see you looking well.
Okay, I
this
don't
is
know
road science. Hey, where's Sean? Yeah. Let me say Sean of you.
Sean.
I'm breaking down road science for you lot right
this
now,
is
yeah?
More like
this is road
UK
science.
UK language knowledge, road
yeah,
science.
This is like, you know, when people let you down, always refer to the road science book and it will help. For man on road who don't know the code, drink road juice and read the road science Bible. Road so what I'm saying Bible. Is people dress, you know, fashion, everything is about looking a certain way. Dressing how you want to dress to make you feel good. You feel good because people are looking at you in what you're wearing. So whether it be this, you know, vintage blah, blah, blah made by da-da-da, you know, or whether it be, yeah, yeah, this is my boy made this for me.
I guess so.
It's all to do with the individuality of what you're wearing
yeah.
and the fact that people are acknowledging what you're wearing.
I guess so. But at the same time, this kind of links in with my app of helping people get things in perspective. Because I've kind of gotten to a point where I really couldn't give a damn what people think of me. And I don't mean that in a way where it's like I have no compassion of other people's
feelings.
Yeah,
you still wear the right trainers. You wear the right trainers for
I'm
the right day.
I'm wearing some busted... Well, yeah, today because it's mad raining outside. I'm wearing my busted ass shoes. And I'm
same
wearing my one piece hardcore military camo
just to hide from other lovers.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm semi invisible today. But no, that is very useful. It's true because you do. There are times when you see people and you're like, oh man,
Yeah, if I see there's some trainers, and I'm like, man, I want to ask this guy, but I'm worried he might think that I'm going to try and rob him or something.
Oh, really?
If I just, I could just
go. I've never put that in my life.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't look like me. So I've been like, that would be handy. I just look at the app like, yeah, look at Mama's trainers. I think it's
basically it's
12.
Like Shazam for clothes.
You go, yeah, Shazam for clothes, exactly. I think we're going, hey, that's a really good one. Shout out to Maria Amadeo for that.
And you know, another app that really I need and I want is Shazam, but for when you have a song stuck in your head and you can't think what it is.
Yeah, that would be a good
like
one.
You know, there's some song going round and round your head and you're like, what the hell is this song?
That's some DJ shit. You lot play way too many tunes. Sorry. You're all lost. But I know what you mean, though. People. There are times when I got a tune in my head and I'm like, man, what is that tune?
Who then answers it, you want?
Realise it's Rick Astley. Anyway,
yeah, shout out it's to... what you were listening to your weekend.
Shout out to Andreas Vanavides. That's the first time I've had to say his name fully. Andreas Vanavides. He says... This is a deep one now. We're going to get deep. Shout out to Marvel Radio. I hope you're getting better as well, bruv. This is your level deep. All right. He says, a vibration visualizer app. Don't laugh, yeah? I'm going to try and say this with, you know, straight face. It allows you to see the vibrations you emit as well as those that others project onto you and will warn you of the nasty negative vibes approaching your personal space. It also has training exercises to show you how to naturally increase your highest vibes and what to avoid so you don't lower your vibes. This sounds like an app for Amsterdam coffee shops to me.
It sounds like Andreas has been chilling in some Amsterdam coffee shops a little bit too much. No, you know what,
This is where you need your Widen Your Perspective app right now, see?
You know?
I'll just put that out there right now. If anybody has made that app,
but to be
we
real,
got there first, so fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. We pay us our royalties. Yeah. No, but to be real, Andreas, like one of my favorite decisions of 2016 was deciding to learn to meditate.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that as well when I showed you my mandala.
Mm. And I'm telling
it's
you,
not what you
like,
think it is, by the way. Yeah, that sounded kind of... Don't worry, Sean. That's not the mandala.
Don't worry, Tim.
To do with. Yeah, don't worry,
don't
Tim. Don't worry, Tim. I'm talking to Sean. I was really talking to Tim. I didn't...
Tim, you know what I mean?
Tim got aggressive, boy. That was some aggressive tweets right there. Anyway.
But no, because you see, we're all giving every human... Like, ultimately, we are the same as we were 2 million years ago as cavemen. Yeah. And, you know, we are biologically. This is fact.
Oh, biologically, because I was just going to say, I don't think caveman were getting as high as we get these days.
I'm not sure about that either.
Yeah, with the type of shit that these kids have got going around now. I don't know if cavemen were really that
with the scissor
advanced.
Oh, no, they were more advanced than us in that respect.
I know, I was joking. But go on.
On their truffle tip and everything. But, you know, biologically, we are the same. Like, evolution is a process that takes tens of thousands of years. Biologically, we are the same as we were, you know, 2 million years ago.
Yeah.
Every human being, you're giving off pheromones. And it's a proven fact that, you know, your pheromones stretch a 6-foot radius around every...
String theory.
Around every individual. So it's like that feeling when, you know, when you catch a vibe off someone, it's a lot of that is to do with having, you know, you're picking up on people's pheromones.
Sometimes that pheromone quite strong and Lynx does not get rid of them type of pheromones.
Impulse ain't working.
So I know exactly. Sometimes that radius might be fucking 6 miles.
In it.
And you still, it's like, bruv, I can still smell the Lynx on my damn hand. What the hell is going on with this guy's pheromones?
That one when you smell people before you see them.
Woo!
Potency.
Damn,
potency.
We might need that app, boy. Just the eradicate this potency
down
app.
Potency app. Like, quick, hit the app.
Pipe down on the washing only, you know, showering only 2 times a week app, man.
But you see, and this is the kind of thing that animals, they're still very much in touch with. And that's why you see, like, animals, they can detect things before it's happening. Like, you're like, why is the dog acting crazy? Why is the cat acting weird? Why is the cow sitting down? It's because they're in tune with their environment. Their mind and their body is still connected, you know, to each other and to the environment around them. We live such a stressful, demanding lifestyle that we're so disconnected from how our mind and our body link together. Mm. And so that's why I was saying, you know, meditation, Andreas. Get down with some meditation and all those things. You know, you got that app inbuilt inside you already. It's just, you know, it's all blocked by the kind of lifestyle that we live in a modern world.
Bars!
son.
Sarah Love dropping bars on you. All right, check this one then. This is another good one by Philip Trainer. He says, if there was an app for politics, i.e. everyone could see and have a say in what goes through Parliament, if you was interested in a particular, he said, yeah, that is particularly spelled different, particular topic you could subscribe to, be kept up to date with. If you had no interest in another, you could ignore it. Topics could be talked about by us norms instead of just the suits, and everyone could have a say. I think that's a really good idea, because, you know, half the shit they talk about in there, I don't really give a fuck about. But there is some of it that I know, you know, like, I can never say politics, I have nothing to do with politics. That would be, like, really ignorant of me to say that. I understand some of it does, you know, pertain to me, but some of it is like, okay, I don't really see how I'm connected to whatever's going on there. But I like that, because then it could get more people involved, because people look at politics on a, you know, on a whole and think, I don't even know what they're talking about.
I don't
lordship.
Even understand these words.
Yeah, I don't understand. But then they realize that, wow, there's stuff that we should be involved in, mm-hmm. that maybe these words are what are keeping us gated, you know, keeping us away, mm-hmm. which is kind of, you know, some road science, and that's why the posh accent came about and big words and that. But I ain't even going to go into that right now. That's for another show. Over to you, Sarah.
No, but that's the power of education. Like, see the power of education, when you're learning is something that can never be taken away from you. You can get jacked for a Rolex. You can get jacked for your car. Mm. Those things don't enrich your life either. Mm. You know, when you are educated, when you learn, even just expanding your vocabulary, these things empower you in the world. It's something that's never can be taken away from you.
But the problem is, if you've grown up in a culture where that hasn't necessarily been the case, where the language has been, you know, poured into your family, you know, so everybody understands a bit more. If your parents aren't into politics, let's say, then you're less likely to be into politics. But if you now grow up and find out that, oh, wow, you know, this does matter, actually. This part of this side of politics does matter to me. Oh, shit, I didn't realize they were actually talking about my area, you know, people within my area or whatever. I think that would kind of help. I think, like, an app like that would enable people to be more into politics than they might have not have been before.
And
does
this is
sense?
The yeah. might never have not might known, not never have known about. About yeah. Yeah. No, but then this is the power of Twitter, which is different to Facebook, because Facebook uses a algorithm. I wonder how they say algorithm in Japanese.
I learned it, but I'm not going to say it because people might think I'm speaking in Chinese.
Yeah, no, but an algorithm that keeps you in a bubble, so you're not actually getting a free flow of information.
Facebook's
you're
like
only
that, right?
getting what this algorithm is choosing to show you. Twitter gives you a live feed of information from who you choose to follow. Mm. Twitter is the reason of how the Arab Spring ignited a few years back in Tunisia, because they have a very controlled political system there, which is, you know, not a democracy apparently, and so people use Twitter to be able to engage with each other, and then that set off the Arab Spring, which then that created a domino effect among other countries and blah 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 blah. So in a way, that app already exists. We've got Twitter.
In a way, I do think this will be more, you know, because the thing about Twitter is that you have to go on there. Where an app is something that your phone just like, hey, let me remind you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that guy's talking shit over there. Or, hey, that's a, you know, they're speaking a bit of politics in a way that, you know, might be you're more interested in. There might be something you're more interested in.
True
so
that.
I think that's the difference in terms of it being a flow, you know, a timeline that you'd have to go on to read and have to sieve through some of the other shit people. Let's face it, man, people don't use Twitter like they used to. Before, it'd be like a bunch of people that...
Hold on, shit.
Yeah. Now, you know, people pity follow. So you follow people because it's like, right, damn, they've been following me for like 35, 45 years now. And like, you know what I mean? So now let me just follow. And then they're the people that you kind of see a lot. They tweet a lot to like 5 followers or some shit. But they just got loads of shit to say. Whereas the important news you want to get is drips and drabs, you know? So I think an app like that, I said to him, man, I'd appreciate something like that. Because as much as I didn't think politics mattered to me, you know, as I got older and my bottom lip has dropped, I've realised it does matter. You know, even Donald Trump, that shit matters now.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing to do with my country, but in the bigger picture, he's got a lot to do with it.
Brexit. Like, all the people who were like,
it's your
I can't
fault,
be...
Sean.
Yeah, Sean, we're blaming you.
Did you vote? Did you vote?
Did you vote for
who
Donald Trump?
Who did you
Trump?
Vote for? Hillary.
he's declining to give an
answer.
Yeah,
I know,
because
either way,
he
was fucked up. Whoever you voted for, he was still... he was going to say Hillary. I said, oh, you fucked up, man. And Trump, I'd say, oh, you fucked... Like, it was messed up. I felt bad for Americans with that shit, man. It's like, right.
Listen,
you,
we live
okay,
in...
Okay, who should I go for? The devil or his dick? You know what I mean? Like, what could you do? There's either way, he's fucked, man.
Look, we live in the UK. You know the pound is at its lowest point for it, that it's been in for 31 years.
So you're saying Thatcher...
In 1985 was the last time that the pound was this low. For the first time, the euro is worth more than the pound.
Well, right now.
Right now. The pound, within 4 months of Brexit happening, within 4 months of Brexit happening, the UK economy went from the fifth strongest in the world for the fourth. It shrunk. The fifth strongest to the sixth strongest in the world is shrunk. The value of the UK passport is now devalued.
They look
well.
At it. That's why I'm going to get looks like, you know, you're coming in this country, brother.
Yeah, so oh, we didn't realise how good we had it in Mice when we were travelling to places back in the day. It was like easy going places with the pound. Now you got to watch them pennies. So to all those people who are like, I can't be bothered to vote, yeah, whatever, and they've got kids and they didn't even vote, and the people who voted Leave, can you hand on heart seriously say that you feel good about where how the direction this is going? For us to recover from this, to get a deal out of this, is going to be decades.
Yeah, I mean, the weirdest thing for me was when I saw people voting out and then months later they'd be saying to me, yeah, I'm going to go tour in France, or I'm going to go, I'll be like, man, do you know how dumb that sounds? Yeah, yeah, I've got to do some work in Europe. Like, man, you don't realise how stupid you sound, man.
I want to know
voted,
from
you're
those,
proud of voting out.
But
okay.
I want to know if those people still feel good about it. The fact that they're going to be broke and their kids are going to be broke. Do you still feel good about your decision? Do you still feel good that you didn't partake in democracy and vote? Do you feel good about that? And then also when it's like now the government are saying they want... trade to move freely, so to be at trucks and things importing and exporting to move freely, but not people.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, man.
None of the things make sense. The whole thing was one big lie. Anyway, we digress a little.
That's why we gotta go full on. We just gotta go Mad Max on them. It's like, fuck it, man, let's go vigilante. You know, make your money on the streets, don't
fight
even bother
power
with no banking. Yeah, just stuff your money under a pillow. Under, you know what I mean? Just go old school. Cavemen weren't even thinking about no bankers and all that shit. And they survived. So why can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my Martin Luther King speech for today. Hopefully that, you know. I don't know if it resonated as well as it should have, but...
It did.
You know what I'm talking about.
It did. I was feeling the road science. But yes, hit us up. Should we play another tune?
Yeah, let's play another tune, man. Because, you know, all these apps and stuff, I got to jot these ideas down because I'm about to make some goddamn money on these streets.
I know some people who like technological and all that stuff. Shout out to Ali in the office at Foobar. We can get him on the case.
Ali, you got them notes, yeah? You got them notes, bro.
Keep hitting us up with your ideas, yeah? So then we can make loads of money out of this.
We'll share it, of course. You know what I mean? There'll be an app for sharing this shit. Don't worry.
Sorry, that was another crazy figure that I heard. 8 billionaires in the world, they own more money than 3.5 billion people on Earth.
It's like, what do you want to... You know, the way I've mentioned this to you before about I believe there should be a limit on the amount of millions, even billion, but millions. Because it's like, once you get... Come on, realistically, you've made, I don't know, let's say starting stupid, 800 million... What more, like, what do you need to do? What more do you need to make to spend the money on?
Even
you've got enough money to
that.
Enjoy the rest of your life. Your family can carry on living. Why do you have to be billionaires and trillionaires and there's only like 3 of you and shit? What the fuck?
Also, being rich doesn't equal being happy or fulfilled either, you know? And there's some people out there who they're broke and they're, you know, I met some really gorgeous Buddhist monks in Japan as well, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get some of them bows.
No, and Buddha too. Like, they live a frugal lifestyle.
Were they walking around butt naked? Tell the truth, Sarah.
No, they were wearing some ill-ass, like, ninja-type outfits, man. I was like, I want that outfit.
Oh, shit.
See, I don't give a damn walking down the street in London
Kimodos.
Wearing that. What people... No, kimono is the outfit the Japanese women wear.
Oh, yeah. But they look... They're the same shape, no? But more blench, just more manly looking.
To the Western eye, maybe, yeah. No, because then it's like you've
Sarah's
got the
all
ninja
Japanese
outfit.
That's right.
No, all of my
she
friends.
She come back talking Japanese. Go on. Anyway.
My friends in
our
Japan.
Our culture, she's talking about our culture and shit.
My friends were like, I think you're becoming a bit Japanese.
Yeah.
And I was like, word. Anyway.
Pass me the soul sauce.
Let's pay
people. Put some wasabi in the soul sauce.
In there. Hooked. But yeah, let's play people something brand new from Pete Rock and Smoke Dizza. This track features Mac Miller. This is FUBAR Radio. Keep your messages coming through to us, hiphop@fubarradio.com. We're going to be getting into this open mic very, very soon. It's Sarah Love and My Stiggy taking care of you, that hip hop goodness, right here till six.
You're damn right.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Weed is from the herb. God put this here for me, ain't you? Hey, man. Right, facts remain, attack your lanes, bastards lame, yapping with a half a brain, master strain, just rolled a half a thing, half insane, nah, we ain't rap the same, rapid flames, my catalog, cash it brings, on the road doing rapper things, nigga, I twist backwards, smoke Dutch masters and shit, across the atlas, I be on some activist shit. They ignore it, but they know what it is. Shout out my peeps on chemo and MS that's smoking a lift. For the people smoking and stressing, I know how you feel. Embrace the shit, no reality's real. Really, it all sounds silly, but the world's so chilly and society don't care how you feel. Really, Kush God cares if don't nobody else care. It's all love, take the hate and shit elsewhere. I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Easy. And I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Test the ties. I do this here for exercise. Extra high, like you ain't recognized. Next in line, sober thought, I'm vexed for minds. Rectify, the devil's trying to invest my mind. On deck, trying to wreck my shine. Really, I mind, really, but it's a fine line. They try and kill me, my vibe like Mike when Vito got hit. Bad bitches rolling up, the gazebo is lit. Face the blunt, I be Debo and shit. What blunt? Shoot the bird down from the sky like Duck Hunt. You looking sus, son. How these niggas dressing, not the cloth that I'm cut from. But to each his own, my nigga, keep hustling. Streets bugging, real niggas dying. Fake niggas still lying, it's a vicious cycle, science. Busy trying to make sense of it. Realize the turkey bag, I'm at the end of it. I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Easy.
Yeah. Okay. Ha ha, ha 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 ha.
Now I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Be easy.
Well, God's witness, I got bitches like CrossFitness. My success may be a bit offensive, but my brain has been cloudy since some things changed around me. So polite, but then at night I'm trying to get this rage about me. I'm a Power Ranger proudly, trailblazing in the Audi. I'll be damned when they see him go by. But the fuck whoever said the species Malcolm don't fly. I ghost ride my own mind, I'll be there in no time. I live and died at least three or four times before. At my funeral, so drop the top and suicide the coffin doors. I'm reincarnated, back to the drawing board. Back to the start of the board game, please restart the score. Shit, start a war, you're softer than the carpet floor. Fucking with a carnivore, heart is frozen as the Arctic Ocean. Bring a shark ashore, dick in her jaws. I give her wood like a carpenter. Jesus in his modern form, modern form.
I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Easy. Now I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Be easy.
Sentiment, yo. Sentimental.
Yeah, don't smoke rock. Smoke rock. Smoke this and smoke rock.
New York City, make some noise for yourselves.
Make some noise
for the jets up. Let me see some jets up for my departure real fast. We gon' go the same way we came. Take me out the right way. The right way.
Don't smoke rock. Smoke rock. Don't smoke rock. Smoke rock. Smoke rock. Don't smoke rock.
Don't smoke rock. Eat wasabi.
Yeah.
That's what you need in your life.
Don't smoke rock. Eat wasabi. It's true, boy.
You need to put that on the t-shirt, yeah, man. It is a high.
That, I'm telling you, that could get people off the crack, the heroin.
Methadone.
Just wasabi. Just dip your sashimi in some sauce or get some rice balls, dip balls in the sauce, and then make sure you finish off with some wasabi. Trust, man, you'd be off that crack in a minute.
In it. That last cat. That last track.
That last crack pipe I just put down.
That wasabi pipe. That was Smoke Dizzer and Pete Rock. Until Then is the name of the track. It features Mac Miller, Don't Smoke Rock. It's out right now. It's slightly different tip for Pete Rock on there, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, that's
I'm
nice,
loving
man.
It, loving it, loving it.
That was beautiful right there.
Yeah,
that's what hip hop is about, my beloveds.
And you know you get to hear all that good stuff right here first with myself, Sarah Long.
And myself, My Stiggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake for all you bitches and bitchettes out there. Listen, we got a few more answers here, courtesy of Mysak Hayes and his investigation this week, which was, if you could invent any app, what would you invent and why?
Mm.
Now, I got a very interesting one here.
Mm-hmm.
Marville says, an app that is a fully functional personal assistant, like a robot manager.
Well, we're nearly there. That's not even beyond the realms of reality.
Google is doing their best to make that happen, I do believe, man. When you got calendar, email, you know, you can upload your videos, share with your friends, Google, this, that, blah, blah, blah. All they need to make is a robot now that just does all that shit for you.
Google is not to be trusted. You know, okay, for example, I was in Japan. You know, you have Google Translate. Like, you can speak into your phone and say, how do I... you say whatever it is you want to say.
Yeah.
Then it tells you how to say it in whatever language you select.
Yeah.
When you read the fine print of the terms and agreements for that, what it says is anything that you speak into your microphone on your phone, you're giving Google permission to keep all of that data, store a copy of all of that data forever.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Because then they could... So then also, every email, every word that you write on Google, they save a copy of that. So they're basically building a profile based on all the data that you write digitally online. That data they can use to sell to corporate companies and they can, for example, your Google Maps, they can say, oh, this person... Normally, when people get off the tube, they go and do this first. Oh, and then they go there and then they go there. Mm. They can build up a picture of how people function, how society functions.
Mm.
That is the modern currency. It's so much better for them to give you all of these things for free because that data is invaluable, you know, rather than if they charge you a subscription to use all of this stuff. So basically it's a way of monitoring people.
That's why it's free,
then if it happens, which is what happened in Cambodia when they had the genocide there, what if it happens then all of a sudden they decide, right, anyone who likes hip hop, the government is against them and they're all going to go into against them and they all will go to prison. You know, people say, oh, that's ridiculous. That's exactly what happened in Cambodia in the genocide. It got to the point in the genocide in Cambodia by Pol Pot, where people who wore glasses, anyone who was a teacher, if you wore glasses, you were sent to a concentration camp and executed.
If you wore glasses in Cambodia?
Yeah, during Pol Pot's rule in and the genocide, where it's like millions of people were killed. There's still, you know, this country's still recovering now from that genocide.
Yeah, I've been over there, man. It's definitely still recovering. You can, you know, it's quite very lawless out there.
Mm, so to give all of this power and information to Google, you know, that is invaluable stuff that they can use. You know, but we all freely just offer up all this information.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's
sense,
voluntary
but
compliance.
That's the thing is how much... the reason why I said what's wrong with that is if you're smart, you're not going to put... too much like you just keep it whatever it needs to be. You don't need to be, hi, I'm over here now and I've gone over here and I'm doing this and I'm da-da-da. You know, like people put their whole life, every single, I've just taken 32 steps to get on the bus and now I'm gonna sit down, oop, I just fart, you know, everything they're letting everybody. You don't have to let Google know everything you're doing, basically. Do you know what I mean?
But I think there's things that you're letting them know without you even realizing that
you're
letting them know.
Yeah, if you've got your apps
know.
On, you know, like if you leave your...
cookies switched on.
Yeah, all of that kind of stuff. But these are things that we should learn. There should be an app to tell you, like, bruh, yeah, switch your shit off. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's the app we need.
Yeah, there should be an app to be like, bruv, switch your shit off. Like, sign out, log out. Yeah, bruv, you're about to go into the strip club right now. You better log out. Because your wifey's at home thinking that you're at the studio. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She can see where you're at on the Google Maps.
Say, bruv, log out. Log out. You know what I mean? Like, don't check in right now because... If you check in, you might have to check out your household when you get home.
Permanent check out of the household. But no, I'm loving all of these app suggestions that we've had from people. What are some of the final answers that you've had
from
people?
So I've got a few here. So somebody, Mark Hale said, a lie detector that can eradicate the liar from existence. So that's similar to
their
bullshitting app. But yeah,
mine was just
bullshitting. My phone's just buzzed that I walk away. But he's talking about like taking your life away from you.
Damn.
Your soul.
Damn.
Let alone your soul from your life. Shout out to Sam Stranix. He says, all right, let me get this right. He says, a Mesa detector app lets you know the intentions of people and alerts you to if you're going to waste your time with a Mesa.
Mesa.
Business version rolled out first for a 79 add-on. It will cover your personal life too. I'm guessing Mesa is like slang for a bullshitter or something.
Okay.
He's from up north. He's in Yorkshire, so we'll allow him there. But shouts out. Panini's Grand says Bugle Maps.
Bugle Maps?
Yeah. I'll move on from that one because I don't want to get... I don't want to self-incriminate anyone out there that's putting them kind of... slang out there. That's slang,
that's
by the way.
That's how I know I'm old.
You don't want to know what that means, though. You just don't get involved in that. All right. Shouts out to Dave Pike.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to work because it's quite a long one.
Go on.
All right. He's giving us a few options. He says that an app where you can attach some kind of chip to your keys, and if you lose them, you can open the app and it gives you your GPS to your keys. Can place the chips on other stuff, too, if you're lighter. What? Oh, so like your lighter. So, you know, if someone takes pockets of your lighter, you can hunt them down.
I had that idea ages ago, and then my friend told me it exists because you can do microdot chips.
Yeah,
so it's basically like a chip that you put on any object that's like the size of a millimeter sort of thing.
Wicked.
And then that's identified by an iPad.
The only thing I'd be worried about with that is if you lose the chip, you wouldn't know where it is because it's so small. You know, if it comes off of your keys or it's like, fuck, I've lost the chip, I lost my keys, you fucking skank me.
You see, then we become reliant on all this stuff and it's out of control. You know, that was another thing
so
in Japan.
What you're saying, the road science here, we should have a road science moment. What you're saying is the app is in your mind. Your brain is that app. And one day, when you grow up to be a big, massive app, you can remember everything and be your own app. Some shit like that anyway.
That was the other thing I saw in Japan. My friend's kid, all school kids, they have a GPS that's in their school bag and it like texts the parent to show that the child has gone out of the school gates. So then it's like my friend's like, oh yeah, he's on his way home now. So then it's like you at all times you know where your kid is.
That's kind of weird, but I guess... Yeah, that is kind of weird, man. You know,
they have virtually no crime in Japan as well.
Yeah, but so is it because of that? Like, if there is no crime, then why do you need that app?
Because they're into technology in Japan.
Oh,
like,
I know
they're
where
just
my
killing
kids
it.
Are.
Yeah, with the technology.
No, he's at the bar drinking orange juice.
Orange juice.
That's the because I know Japanese. So.
Yeah, you'll be fine getting by in Japan with that.
As long as she's not wearing a miniskirt. That's Japanese. See?
Yes.
I know, I'm fluent, man. I'm nearly fluent. Anyway, he carries on. He says there's an app for homeless people that are lucky enough to have a smartphone. That's where he fucked up there. I don't know homeless people are going to have a smartphone. If they did, they need to be smarter than that phone and get the fuck up out of there. Yeah. But anyway, just for the basis of comedy, he says where they can track local shelters and free food or clothing, etc. That some businesses or small companies and restaurants, etc., that are kind enough to sign up to it can direct these people to them. For example, a restaurant at a certain time of night, instead of throwing the leftovers away, we know where he's going with this, could alert homeless in the area that there's dinner to collect there. That's a really good idea. But like we were saying, if they're homeless, it's highly doubtful that they're going to have like an iPhone 7 that's like, bruv, I got all the latest apps on this.
Got the latest update,
I don't know if that's going to happen.
But I'm liking the mentality because he's kind of on the tip of... with that.
There's yo, a old school dab. 80s dabbing on them. Act like you know the words. You know when you gotta act like because everyone else is singing, and you just look, you look at them. You're trying to like live with them. They're fucking up the words as well. So both of you are just going, like everyone here, fuck it, man. At least I'm dabbing.
At least I'm dabbing. But you're just waiting for the chorus.
Just holding out for the chorus. That was like when I used to be in the band.
Better place. Sing your chorus, mice.
Make it a better place for you and for me and the entire Aryan race. We can get rid of the brothers, cause you know their missus don't love us. It's a better place. All right, mate, get out of here, mate. Brexit. Vote Brexit, yeah?
Brexit.
Hashtag Brexit all day, mate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so hopefully, anyway, I like what Dave was saying there. I like where he's going with that. So maybe there should be an app that homeless people can have. You know what I mean? Some kind of chip that just buzzes off. Shit. It's right, letting it off over there,
you know,
mate.
When the police are around the corner trying to beat you up. That would be called the Oxymoron app.
Something like that.
That app makes no sense.
Let's go into some music because we got to get our guests in for the open mic coming up very soon for you mother lovers right here.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
This is FUBAR Radio. I am joined by Mike Righteous right now.
In my freestyles, I mean, it's perceived as political, but what I try to do is connect through to the personal rather than the political. And the personal is the feeling of the effects that's caused by a corrupt politician or a corrupt policeman, and them feelings are feelings of sadness and anger and pain, so that's why it comes out how it does.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Just a human being, stuck in my old ways. I was struggling, hustling, still pushing all my mates, dropping weights on the telling stories, not tales. They don't want to invest cause they're afraid they're gonna fail. Sometimes you gotta take the risk, will not take the I wanna find the things with an icy wrist. You won't see the fine line cause sometimes it is razor thin. Sometimes I close my eyes and blow the wish when they realize that they were made for this. Every line that you spat, you kept from mentioning the past on some basic faith. Think a little bit, fit that brain training in. I was built up to last, I was made to win. I was on a big stage, carved telegraph, was taking my pick, shooting vids for days. I can't sleep till I sink, I got so close to the edge, I was living on the brink. I woke up hungover, pouring liquor down the sink. My mouth was so dry, I must have smoked 20 sloops. If you get air in the bits, don't roll in your bits on your own in the bits, but you're on the throne in the bits. They know the name, SK's gonna be known in the mids. I'm skits in the bits, I don't tip to a bitch. I can switch in the bits like a wizard with tricks. If you can't catch the drift, then get the gist. I'm just a human being in a bad mood. Sick of making bad moves. Just to get up and leave, I'll be glad to. We're all living on the brink, and if you'd fall, I'd catch you. Yeah, if you're my boy, then of course I'll back you. But don't be acting like them rats do. I'll come and rap you, body burp, dash you. Got no care in the world, now I'm doing what I have to. It's hard while we live on the brink. I think somebody put a pill in my drink. I'm going crazy, living in a daydream. No idea now why I'm here, missing a link. Awkward, nasty, yes, the war race forward. Going hard, now we've learned them orders. Slow down when we turn them corners. It's a freestyle, this don't need no chorus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your people's Foul March. You know what it is. Queens, New York. And right now, you're listening to the Hip Hop Show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio 1.
Something about the state, it seemed good to me. When niggas I ain't like is showing love to me. Good food and the mood in the hood is free. Peace and closer. The mayor, the shot is Liz Doja. Hoods feel safer, families feel closer. We all drunk in love with no need to be sober. Ladies get their hair done and men, we notice. You get high grade Indian weaves at the lowest prices. Chivalry is no longer lifeless. We opening doors and pulling out chairs again. Things are merry and there's more marrying. Monthly free doses of Motrin and Valerian. For your minstrel, it's no more minstrel shows. Depicting women as ignorant, simple hoes. It's more love songs on the radio. Respect for the ladies, you can hear it in the flow. Egos aside, for each other we rise. This day to give us a life, the whole world feel alive. Angelo looking from heaven's window, telling young girls phenomenal woman is in you. Body is a temple, men don't pray. Mother Earth's arms around you saying it's okay. Toilet seats down, that's a no-brainer. Monuments in Washington of Fannie Lou Hamer. Harriet, sojourners, truth is marching on. Women preachers and world leaders ain't out the norm. Healthcare, paying for nails, gels, and fill-ins. Intellectual building, intersexual healing. No sticking movers and no quick shooters. After 15 minutes, calling you a Uber. The new world order is fathers loving their daughters and babies' mama supporting. And ladies is getting quartered in court. Kids can't be tried as adults. And women ain't called bitches because they your boss. In all shapes and sizes, beauty is recognized. Goddess and queens is what we use to describe. Now Michelle Alexander wrote the new constitution. Beyonce made the music for the revolution. Imagine it, a world more compassionate. The balance of the feminine and masculine, I'm asking it.
Never promise, I do believe in it. To my peeps in the joint, maybe one day you'll find a leave in it. Before I was able to leave Bennett, all I knew was the area. Four sides, four corners, black stones, black space, black barriers. Breakthroughs, we was broke, doing break dances. I was just a rapper from Chicago. Who ain't afraid to take chances. Though I made these advances, I still know from which I came. And I still want to see California, so I'ma keep dreaming when it rains.
Brand new Common from his album Black America Again. It's out now. That track is The Day Women Took Over, featuring BJ the Chicago Kid. I think that would be a good day when women take over, you know, Do you agree with me there, Mice?
Yeah, yeah. I read something. I don't know if it's actually true or not.
Yeah.
But this guy, let me see if I can find it, man. He said some hilarious shit about women and the fact that, you know, they should know that they are far superior than men.
Word up.
So, yeah,
you look
know.
For that. Why I tell people about the gigs that are happening this week that they need to go out to if they want to support that live hip hop business. By the way, you're locked into Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Cake for all you fasses out there.
And every week we bring you that hip hop goodness, and we're going to be getting into the open mic in just one hot minute. But first, there's so much ill hip hop that's happening this week. The Roots 30th anniversary show, that's at Jazz Cafe. They had to add a final date because they've all just been sold out, and that's like an orchestra, 15 strong orchestra, paying respect to the Roots music. Jazz Cafe, Tuesday 17th, that's tomorrow. There are still tickets available for that night, so get involved. Diggers Dozen, that's a dope party that happens at Ace Hotel. That's tomorrow night, the 17th of January too, and that's basically where you have Diggers Record Hunters, that is, Record Hunters, who they each have to play 12 songs from original records, no bootlegs, no reissues. So for all you nerdy people like me out there, you're going to enjoy that. Beardy Man and the Dream Team, they're at Electric Ballroom on Friday the 20th. Beats, Rhymes and Life, there's a special screening of that happening. Echoes Live at Trip Space Projects, that's on Saturday the 21st. Plus, you got me, myself and I. Some dope DJs are going to be performing down there. Radicals and Victuallas, and that's on Saturday the 21st of Jan as well. So definitely check out all those live shows. There's so much going on, so there's no reason to think that, oh, you know, hip hop's lame, hip hop's dead and all that nonsense business, because it's all live. And every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. you got me and Mice here representing for you. Mice, did you find this ill quote?
Yeah, I did. It was by William Golding, and he looks like a William Golding. I don't know if he said, this is what I know that he did say. So he passed away in 93. He was a British novelist, a playwright and a poet. He said, "I think women are foolish to pretend they are equal to men. They are far superior and always have been. Whatever you give a woman, she will make greater." Now that's up to there. I can confirm that's what he said. Someone might have added this on. This might be a bit of like digital road signs. People in the digital world think they're on road, but they ain't really on road. So that's why we don't call it road signs. So anyway, it carries on to say, if you give her sperm, she will give you a baby. If you give her a house, she will give you a home.
Aww.
If you give her groceries, she will give you a meal. If you give her a smile, she will give you her heart.
Aww.
She multiplies and enlarges what is given to her. So if you give her any crap, be ready to receive a ton of shit.
Word! Word to that. Coming up next, we're going to be getting into the open mic. We're going to be joined by Abacus and Dan Dapper. So do not move a muscle. This is Hip Hop, it's Food Bar Radio.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters! I don't know what this world is coming to.
Snow Hill made a real one. Lot of y'all front on the real till the bill come. What it cost to be the boss now? A billion? Let's put some money together and build it. I did it all with honor. The rest of y'all wanna steal shit. I'm sorry, homie. We got some different ceilings. Real ones I know don't be catching them kind of feelings. The homies get a lick. We celebrate for their brilliance. But y'all pilgrims, y'all just wanna steal shit. I feel like Nat Turner reciting these God verses. I'ma play hard with the without the jersey. I misunderstood, yet you love Timmy Turner. Back in the kitchen and my wrist still turning. Shit, I'm Tina Turner, I need wheels by Germans. All black everything, the color code and purdy. Show you the beauty of it, meet me in person. The irony of it, you can't afford an excursion. Got love for all my sisters and brothers who rockin' turbans. Who don't speak you no English, I'm MJ. Pin game better than Pinterest, I'm MJ. Spread my legs to fly, don't ever did that. Ain't a goal too high if you push the rim back. I'm just a chip win, this one was a scrimmage. You wrote a whole book, I could kill you with a sentence. Slavery's still alive, they just changed it to a sentence. First project in a couple years, I told them I ain't finished. Walking on water and the rest just swimming. Acting like they don't know me, but inside you just timid. Tina Turner, Turner, Tina Turner, Turner.
Tina Turner is a goddess. Science can't explain why my flow is so solid. Black women, the most educated and graduates from college. 5'3 and I'm the tallest and there's no one that can follow. Shade don't faze me, I sleep in a Sobraro. Follow the feeling, I don't never follow arrows. Made my own path, read a different Bible. Laughed at you niggas celebrating fake titles. I seen more talent at reciters with the babies. I rock clothes that ain't got designer labels. Rock with Jamla, I ain't on designer's label. But my flow been good since April 2010, no matter the cost. I learned from the boss. By next year I won't even need a pen, nigga. A plane in the sky couldn't be more fly. Waiting on the day Trayvon killer die. And Ty-Ty probably riding round bumping this real loud. Cap low with his fist in the sky, screaming out Tina Turner. Turner, Turner, Tina Turner. Turner, Turner. Tina, Tina, Tina Turner. She been working with a burner. Kill everything rocking. Body up on the corner, corner. Tina, Tina, Tina Turner. She been carrying a burner. Kill everything rocking. Body's all on the corner. Tina Turner. Turner, Turner, Tina Turner. Turner.
Rhapsody, straight out of North Carolina. That track is called Tina Turner. I'm excited to hear what she's going to do in 2017, because, you know, she's been making waves in this hip-hop game. This is Fubar Radio, and I'm excited to hear what these two MCs are going to do today on the open mic for us.
That's right. We got two mother lovers in the building, one called Abacus and one called Dan Dapper, and they're about to bless us in a minute, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's what we like to hear. How you lot doing, man?
Excellent. Great. Thanks very much.
Abacus, we've had you up here before.
You did
it?
Indeed. Me and Sata Sheriff.
Yeah.
Came and did some things for you on a deceased beat. It was very fun. Good to see you both again.
So you've come back with a friend, yeah?
Yeah, come back with my boy Dan Dapper.
Nice.
Been doing things
last
for
time,
year.
But I couldn't make it then, so I made a special effort.
Okay, well, you need to speak into the microphone.
Closer.
So people can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We appreciate that, bruv. Coming all the way down from Derby, that means a lot, you know.
Mm.
So what's going on? Have you guys got a project coming out? Or
yeah,
what?
I mean, most of the things are coming through the label, Manor Records. I might have talked about it last time I was here. The main project I've been trying to get out, I tried to get it out for coming here, produced by Michael Parkinson and a Dutch producer called Evie.
Wicked.
For me and my brother, and there's going to be features from my homie Dan here on that as well. But
You mentioned something about it last time, isn't it?
It's studio politics, man. Production politics. But that's,
what,
it's
with
on
the
its
producer
way.
Or
it's on
with
its way with the studios.
Oh,
the studios themselves. Like, Baby J used to run a studio in Derby, which we used to use a lot.
Yeah, we know Baby J. That's his real name as well. You know that.
Yeah, that's changed hands now. So
what, the name or the studio?
Nah, he's still Baby J. He's still running every day like a vegan. No, but the studio's changed hands, so it's hard for us to get in there at the moment. But rest assured, that album will be coming soon. Abacus, Manny Marco, Manor Records, produced by Michael Parkinson and EV.
Oh, check wicked. And that's still on the same label, right?
Yeah, Manor Records, man. So check the Bandcamp, manorrexuk.bandcamp.com.
Have you done a video for it and all that?
There are two videos out there at the moment. One featuring my homie. Oh, it's called Dusty, produced by boy Al Kid. Like I say, everything's bundled under the same label. If you go on manorxuk.bandcamp.com, all the releases, merch, everything's available on there. So it just hits us there.
So like last week, we had a few youngers come on, like up and comers, and we were talking about the whole side of like promotion and all that.
Yeah.
And it was interesting seeing the different takes on what people felt they needed to do in terms of whether it be putting out a mixtape or building their following. Some were like, you know what, I want to build my following first and then get the stuff out there. And but then I was saying, you know, sometimes in order to get your following, you need to put the stuff out there.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
that?
Well,
I mean, it's a funny thing. Like these days, you can have the talent and do one viral video and get mad promotion from there. Or you can do countless promotion, send out flyers or sponsored videos or stuff like that.
Mm.
Sometimes it's hit and miss, but the thing people really need to keep at the front of their minds is not to give up and concentrate on these things like promotion and actually having the right product, because they're the two most important things to actually get somewhere with it, product and promotion. So concentrate on that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So basically, you can't be too one-minded. You can't be too one-minded
about
it.
You need to be. You need to be a business entity these days, don't you?
And do you think? Yeah, I think definitely there's a business entity side, and that means understanding the business.
Mm.
So I think a lot of mistakes people make is they just want to be a rapper, or they just want to be a DJ, or they just want to be a producer, but they don't understand that in order for you to carry on doing this into later life, you have to turn it into a business, right?
Exactly. That's where the record label thing came from, because, I mean, that's my baby and my brother. So that's where we're trying to expand from just doing the rap thing, create a business, you know, help up and coming people come through and, you know, try and grow from there, create a legacy.
You've got to be thinking about one person doing what you're going to do next year. I mean, you got to look at how many years you've already been doing it and like, okay, you can't keep doing the same things. You need to progress. So, for example,
evolution.
Are you going to do like record labels? So you're putting out music, you're helping other people put out music. Are you going to help other people with experience that you've already got? Like, we did a bunch of youth work in Derby through Baby J and Jonesy and stuff like that, because they were good projects and it's harder than you think. Do you know what I mean? You might have looked at it and gone, why hasn't anybody else done this? But then you kind of get to older than we were, and then you're going to find out.
You realise, I mean, people don't... I think a lot of it is because of, what's the word? You know, like, the way people see... It's all dressed to look like it's just simple, like, bam, 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 record it, put a video out, and then, look at us. But then once you're behind the scenes and realise there's the whole grimy side, the whole world of, like, sleeping in some, you know...
Exploitations.
Being exploited, and it's just not as smooth sailing as people think it is. Yeah. And I think that's, like, the eye-opener when they're like, man, I don't even know if I really want to be doing it. But, you know, you got to get through the pile of shit to find out where the seeds are that you can plant and grow something even better.
I've slept on train station toilets for this shit, right, man. It's hard. It's a hard life. Like I say, I've slept on train station toilets for this kind of shit, man. Just travelling around the
train
UK.
Train station
literally,
toilets?
Like in Northampton, it got that deep. I had to, like, just so I can go play a show. And man's not got really no money back in these days, so... Yeah, these kind of situations kind of arise. That's what I say. This is the gritty part of the music business, is where you have to go through hard things like that if you actually want to follow your passion. You know what I mean?
That's some damn near-death experience.
It's deadly, right.
So when you say exploitation, what are you talking about?
Just things like that. By myself, I'm not, you know, particularly being exploited or anything like that. But these kind of things happen in the music industry. Be prepared if you are looking to go forward. You know, be prepared for an attempt of exploitation on yourself at all times.
Exploitation, like getting booked for a gig, you know, where the promoter ain't really like doing the work they're meant to do. They're kind of using your name to get people there, you know. And then you see like a whole bunch of, like, there might be 15 frigging support acts. None of them are getting paid, but they're the ones filling up the gaps. You know what I mean? That's the exploitation.
So many times, man.
Of course. No, I think it's
but
important.
You do famous ass shit, so you know, you do the exploiting out there.
No, never. I do the supporting. That's bars right there.
Listen, man, I hear bars, but I want to hear some real bars. We ain't got that much time left. Are you not ready to hit the open mic?
Then let's do this.
This is my boy Keith Price on the production right here.
Shall I say it off, Dapper?
Go for it, man.
All right, mate.
Yeah, I like the way you look. Yeah, see, that's what you call communication, right?
Yeah. Manner. Yo. Man to bull, that's how I tend to roll in the session, yo. Writing bars till my pen is broken in the yard when I'm getting stoned. I get these deep hallucinations by the nature of these ebbs and flows. My mental location's a demented zone, trying to resurrect my spirit with the penguin smoke. I've been dope since the embryo. My time is lost with writer's block, my head's frozen, trying to let it go with vocab. I vent on notepads, man, a record so bad, you better get to know that. Graphing with the vandals on an elemental throwback. My raps will cause a scandal like a presidential phone hack. We keep it street like a residential roadmap. Tenny penny bread is gonna end up getting toll tagged. Metaphorically with our lyrics, of course, cause we don't bring arms, just spiritual force. I lace the craziness, the fatal twist in the plot, unlocking ancient crits, prevailing scriptures from the wake up blaze of laziness, playing up latest for creating flames of waviness. It's the same abyss that I've been laying in. See my eyes dilated from the car that I've been caning. It's the twisted cycle, trying to live my life inside the graded. Did you think of why the fuck should I exist inside a place like this? It's life development in quick time, making minor in lyrics and LSD in strychnine. Drop a sick rhyme to the standard of my IQ, mangling your mind just like a palindromic haiku. My family gonna light suits, drink booze, take drugs, then we're gonna wake up. Spit true statements in mystic arrangements. Flows with a mixture of flavors, with or within distance of greatness.
If you need me, I'll be at a half fight with a zoo, spitting theories about the dark side of the moon. My harsh mind into lyrical warcraft, and them bars typed into digital formats. Facing starvation and the physical drawbacks, meaning I stay marked while my spiritual form's fat. Check the weather, can we sit in the storm's path? I don't get blown away, I'm known to make a mission statement. Text I make to get a grade just to sit and blaze it. Then we sit and blaze it, kicking flavor more than condiments.
on the zen, getting stronger when I hold my breath, mixing oxygen with lots of pen, but then depression killed my confidence. It's often said you're at your loneliest with lots of friends. Pause the doors cause the whole club is on cassette. Players charge cards when they haven't got a lot to spend. Style is free, fit is off the head.
Yeah,
not a lot left, I got rent and some copper pence. Dishonest men with nice opulence.
Yo,
meaning ways to die. So I chose Kentucky Fried Chicken and loads of weed smoke and the negative effects of a fatalist dance on my head in this set. Travel a phrase and a mantra. Yo. Cause life is a one-way trip with variety and spice like a Bombay mix. Praying to bless my mind after long days is gratitude for all creation that was on deck six. Yo.
Yeah.
I'm a player in this game till my death. Plainly obsessed with staking my claim. I'm raising my reps until medal dedications. I pay my respects. Better get elevating stimulation effects. This heartache feels like a blade through my chest. Man, I can't take the strain and the stress. I'm unsettled while I'm living in this state of duress. There'll be devils in my system, I can't lay them to rest. Paving the steps to my grave with the breaths that I take is a mess. Maybe I'm best to recover from the struggle with my safety in check. But I'll be living in a dream state in my head, man. Waiting for these spirits in my brain to connect. Smoking while the joker pulls his ace from the deck. Deciphering a message in the shape of a threat. I'm a slave to my debt, man. Immersed in the greatest of depths. No mistakes or regrets ever made. It's a shame I'll be labeled a pest on the face of this rubbish planet laden with sweat. Like a plague when I'm exiting the stage to the left. Pacing back and forth like I've been placed in a rest cage. Done with all this pent up rage I can vent. Cause it's the only way to prevent me from breaking again. Going insane's a pain in the neck. I keep flowing these flames with papers and pens. In the deep hole in my veins impaled through my chest. See me bleeding out, need to pray for the best. Devil to hell, what's the sake for descent? Angels avenge the depths of temptation. Sensations in my head, I get faded. Fuck this evil world, I need some weed to burn for elevation. Meditate on peace and reach my predetermined destination. It seems like I've made it away. Cognitive thought keeps the matrix at bay.
Maybe the dirty water's been designed by Nephilim. Lately the early bird has got a lifetime membership. Our world got burned and denied by heretics. A worm got turned by the zeitgeist precipice. So when I'm chilling in my pint-sized premises, I know there's meaning in my bite-sized messages. I guess you'll get it when the highlights edited. The 23 enigma which fire life said it in. The melody of Hitler and the vibe quite devilish. Skull and bone rose, hog owls and dirty trees. K11 flitter, triple K's 33. Go and order up KO, who's your controller? Relentless as a Red Bull monster like cola. Truth hurts and certain youth workers deny it. I'm suspicious as a Gorny Weaver and Kobe Bryant. Is it me? I quote Maccabee for significance and re-rock Hieronymus opinion and symbolist. Yo.
God, that boy.
Flow.
Hey,
yo.
Abacus, what you say, bro?
Yo. Life from the underground to the tallest canopy. Automatically drawn toward the force of gravity. Creating hate with love suffocated by warped insanity. A morbid land of evil where faith is a form of anarchy. I had the dream of man and animal in coexistence. I seek to travel past the planets in the solar system. Quantum philosophy examined through my focus vision. Sees the holy kingdom form a sacrilegious coalition. Of all my wisdom, violence gets ahead of me. Dripping on a vision quest, psychedelic therapy. Invest my mind. In a final test for destiny, silence sets the melody as I attempt to rest in peace. I'm left to never breathe again. The devil oversees my soul and only leaves my side when the weather's growing freezing cold. Feel inclined to retreat to the mountain, struggling to sleep despite the sheep that I'm counting. So fuck a straight lace that I chewed up on the skunky grain and chuck a spray paint can at you while Ableton skank. What's the same bait sample loops? Don't fuck with 808s cause dusty breaks make fatter tunes. Advancing through this muted abyss before I pass the moon. I only use this planet as a place where I can plant my moves. Blazing till I'm cancer proof, stating those emphatic truths. From my panic room, my mutter phrases like a mad recluse. Lit from the spliffs, blasted from the fattest suits. Crisp in the mix like absolute and apple juice. At the booth, trying to keep it fresh, my brand is new. The man of crew, seen in wavy sets that race with Garrett Hughes. They don't have a clue, by the way this magic makes his masses move. Lazy classic acid jazz on lazy afternoons.
In my shabby residence, I'm hesitant to show it. A problem very prominent from presidents to poets. JC at 99, but writing rhymes ain't one for me. Replace a nice missus, I'm on biscuits constantly. Logic's out the window, and reasons out the door frame. A top tune rock, I keep bopping through your hallway, looking in the horse face for nice gifts. I keep the quill of fate clenched tight in my right fist. Interface and write this, I drift into space. A mystical wave as my ship was embraced. Recite the destiny from the lips on my face. And watch a mask of God get shifted and changed. Blistered and chafed, ripped and erased. Twisted and changed by the sickest mistakes of mankind. Baptized in cryptical hate. I dislike the fist fight, but despite your fish wife, you step into my area, I'm knocking you down. My interest is bliss sex. I kiss best the princess, the frog king medicine. In the ground.
Jumping in the switchblades, flip blades, longer till I'm shit-faced, enraged, impudent. Yeah,
pull it back.
what, yo,
hey,
yo,
right now yo, you're in tune yo, to Abacus alongside Dan Dapper. This is the hip hop show right here.
I'm sharper than a switchblade, spliff blade, longer till I'm shit faced, enraged, impudent, the arsonist that spits flames. It's hard to stop my heat like a broken fire extinguisher. I pull the chrono trigger and implode your time continuum. Behold my life through literature vicariously. The main protagonist with divine air to my speech, and when I speak, man, I speak with my mind. Bare belief, I'm trying to figure out if it's a nightmare or a dream. Now we're stuck in the mud with dirty sneaks, running beats, honking for chops and bumping beats on my drum machine. I'd love to be the one to start an artistic zeitgeist. I'm on the down low, so I can't live the high life. The ghost town occupant, chronic bud, charge my carburetor lungs till I choke on toxic dust and let the poisonous fumes form a void in my room. Joys I consume, let the paranoid voices collude. Yeah, and I rep polymaths. You're about to get a shock when I step on the track. I've been planning this attack since the embryo sac. Trace the silhouette of pain, the shape of death on my back. Putting MCs detained, I take pleasure in that. I'll open the lazy brains as I tell them the facts. Intelligent acts, I force words through a short-term memory lapse to see if my energy lasts and keep the beats crooked like the ran a scam on credit cards. Now my family, I'm a repping hard. Mastercrafting light, forging weapon parts from ascending shards with every bar like the pep talk before the second half. This ain't an effing game, I spit constantly to set the mark. Hitters end the waste of dead bodies on an empty bar. Stress out the spliff gets a spark, an electric charge. Sweating out these metaphors before they tear my head apart.
Abacus, what?
Yo, that's how he does it all the time.
That what were we saying, bro?
This can't be the way that it has to be. I bad smash, grab, then dash and flee. Yo, it's too bad when the laughter leaves, and I wonder who controls our reality. Inappropriate actions are commonplace. With a mouth full of lies, they've forgotten how the honor tastes. What's really going on today? The truth gets deeper when the leaders feel they're lost away. That nanny state getting smothered by a sheep, and the ends can't justify the means. They privatize healthcare, they're cutting the welfare. We're complaining when we're finding the shelves bare. I sort myself out cause I'm young, black and gifted. If Parliament took a finger out their bone crack and sniffed it, they know we're sick of their antics and nicking the cash tin. The papers act so sycophantic.
That was Dan Dapper right there. Abacus right here, man. Came down from Derby. All you mother lovers out there that want to get involved in the open mic, do email us, hiphop@foobarradio.com. If you're an MC and you want to get on there, send us some music. Just a link to your SoundCloud or a video from YouTube, and put open mic in the subject. If you're a beat maker and you want to get a beat on here just like Keith Price did, send 1 minute snippets. All we want is 4 1-minute snippets to hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat, and we'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes as soon as we can, mother lovers. It's the hip hop show.
Thank you so much for joining us, Abacus and Dan Dapper.
Lovely to see you again. Thanks for having us on again,
yes,
guys.
Man. Yes, smash and it. We've shared all Thank the links. You. Hit us up at twitter.com/foobarradio. That's how you can get in touch. Shout out to Keith Price on the beat as well.
Yeah, hello, hello.
And shout out.
Keith Price, man. He's a
Keith
killer,
Price
boy.
Killed it, man. Hey,
yeah,
I felt that.
And shout out to Martin Luther King as well today, seeing as it's Martin Luther King Day. And shout out to you guys, because this show is all about you. Make sure you join us next Monday, 4 p.m. We are going to be bringing you that hip-hop goodness yet again with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, My Stiggy, for all you mother lovers out there.
And we have a very special guest on the show next week.
Yep.
Going by the name of Guilty Simpson. So make sure you join us 4 p.m. next Monday. And up next after this show, you have Payne and Sylvester taking care of you. And remember, take care of each other. Thank you guys for blessing the open mic. You absolutely ripped it. Good.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony, and there'll surely be some unity. Unity.